Hello, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at Life Point in Westerville. In this past week, we continued in our series, Too Good to Be True, where we're talking about how the gospel is better than your wildest dreams. The passage I shared was in 1 John chapter 4. Here's what it says. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and whoever loves has been born of God and knows God. Anyone who does not love does not know God, because God is love. In this, the love of God was made manifest among us, that God sent his Son into the world so that we might live through him. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he has loved us and sent his Son to be a propitiation for our sins. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. I mean, what an incredible passage. The person who wrote that was John the Apostle, who was, you know, one of Jesus' closest friends, and kind of in the inner circle of the disciples. And he wrote, you know, the book of John, 1st, 2nd, 3rd John, and also the book of Revelation. So this is a guy who is God has used to influence the church. He's close to Christ. And at the core of John, you see his message over and over and over again as he talks about who God is and the love of God. In that first couple of verses there, where it talks about how the love of God is from God, how God is love. It's interesting because everyone has an idea of who God is. We all share our opinion. Like, I think God is like this. Well, a loving God would never do this. We all want to figure out, you know, who God is, and we have these ideas. But as John was explaining, that love is God. God is love. The source of love, the one thing that every human being wants, the one thing that we all want to experience, we want to give and to receive, the most important thing in our lives, what movies are written about, songs are sung about, love is the central theme in the life of a human. When you don't have it, you feel that. When people have a lack of love, it affects their life. It seems to make everything go, and yet John is saying the very source of love is God. And it makes sense, because if we're made in God's image, then that would be the one thing that we value most in life. I think what I've found in my life is that the people in my life who are the most warm, compassionate, caring, thoughtful, most humble people, they seem to be the people who know God best. Isn't that interesting? That the more that you tend to know God, the more it affects the way you love others. And isn't that the example that that John was trying to get across to us? I love how he says that God made his love manifest in us in this way, that he came for a propitiation for our sins. That word basically means atonement. Think of it as like you wreck someone's car and the judge says, hey, to make up for that, you're gonna pay for the man's car. That's an atonement cost, propitiation. You're paying for that which has caused offense. And Christ is the one who's paying for our offense. That's what is crazy, is that it was our offense and God sends his Son to pay for us. That's the example of God's love, and it's unmistakable. So the question then is, well, how do we live out this love? How do we get to know God in such a way that his love affects us, so therefore it would go to others? And I think that's the great challenge. How do I focus on God enough? How do I get close enough to him? And I think the interesting thing is that as we choose to love other people, as we choose to put others above ourselves, I believe God meets us there. He continues to pour into us as the love of God pours out of us. And in that, God grows us step by step until we become more like Christ. And then He has the right to challenge us along the way and to grow us and to shape us, but ultimately so that we would love him and that we would love others. That's really the entire relationship of faith with God, is to love God and to love people. Let me pray. God, thank you for being a God that cares enough about us that you would send your Son to die on a cross to pay the penalty for our sin. You demonstrated your love in that. We weren't even looking for you, and yet you came after us. You pursued us. I just want to thank you for that. God, help us to be people of love, that we would love you, and your love would pour into us and out onto others, God. Just take a second wherever you're at and just talk to the Lord about that. Well, thank you so much for being part of the Drivecast today. Till next time, God bless.